Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. My name is Nathaniel Mayhew, and this week we're continuing our series on the names of Jesus as we consider the name Redeemer. This is a familiar name. Many congregations choose Redeemer as a name for their church. In our catechisms, we learn to describe the work of Jesus with the word redemption, which is related, and that too is another common name for many Christian churches. The term Redeemer actually has its roots in the Old Testament and in the law given by God to Moses for his people Israel. In Leviticus 25, verse 25, we read, "If your brother becomes poor and sells part of his property, then his nearest redeemer shall come and redeem what his brother has sold." A redeemer was needed in a situation where an Israelite family, through poverty, lost their family property. A close relative would then be needed to redeem or to buy back the property so it would remain in the family. What an appropriate picture for what Jesus has done for us. He has paid the highest price in order to buy us back from sin and death and to give us a place in the family and the inheritance of God. Peter vividly describes this when he writes, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." What else have we been redeemed from by our Savior? In Titus 2, verses 13 and 14, Paul says, "We are looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works." Again, in Galatians 3, verse 13, Paul writes, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us." Jesus has paid the price of his own life to redeem us, to buy us back from our lawless deeds and from the curse of the law. It's interesting that while the New Testament clearly describes Jesus and his work of redemption, it actually never uses Redeemer as a name for Jesus. It is, however, often used in the Old Testament. The Old Testament believer Job clearly describes the person of Jesus, his death, and his resurrection from death, and calls him Redeemer. In Job 19, we read the words of Job, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me." The prophet Isaiah also regularly uses the name Redeemer as a description for the Lord, that is, all capital letters, the triune God. In Isaiah 47, verse 4, we have one example of this when we hear, "As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel." As you read through the book of Isaiah, you will find those three phrases used in companion with one another repeatedly: Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, the Holy One, or the Holy One of Israel. That term Redeemer is not only used as a name for Jesus, but as a name for the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This repeated declaration of the prophet Isaiah reminds us that Jesus is true God, as well as true man and our Redeemer. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.